Only an idiot would travel without a book. Only a fool, thought Claire, would prioritise clean knickers and kitten heels ahead of reading material in the great 10-kilogram baggage challenge. And yet, here she was, flipping from the front to the back of the flight safety card. It didn't even have words, only line drawings of people calmly flinging themselves out of planes. A woman standing in the aisle tugged theatrically on an oxygen mask, its disconnected tubing dangling loose at her hip. "If you're travelling with a child, secure your own mask first," she said. "Breathe normally." Watching from 6A, the window seat, Claire wondered how many parents obeyed that rule. When it came to it, when the plane was falling out of the sky, when alarms were ringing and hearts exploding, how many parents put on their own mask first? And did putting on their own mask first make them a better parent or a worse one? "In the event of an emergency, assume the brace position." The flight attendant was old school. Sensible court shoes, lacquered chignon, makeup guaranteed to survive a sea landing. Her name was Imelda, according to the name tag on her Kenmare green lapel. Imelda was not, Claire thought, a woman who would welcome philosophical questions from her audience.